It's Brandy Taylor. Welcome to the Business Beauty Network podcast, where business meets beauty. It's not just lipstick, it's business. We will share thought-provoking conversations with business and beauty professionals. Our goal is to empower, motivate, and inspire you to take your business to the next level. Join us for the Detroit Business and Beauty Expo, October 6, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Southfield Municipal Complex Pavilion, 26,000 Evergreen Road in Southfield, Michigan. We are calling all hairstylists, makeup artists, designers, wardrobe stylists, esthetician, lash techs, brow techs, anyone that is in the beauty industry needs to be at the Detroit Business and Beauty Expo. This event will bring education and information to professionals in the beauty industry. As an industry, we need to maintain a level of professionalism. We have awesome panel workshops and fashion segment in store. There will be business workshops, panel discussions on business, makeup, hair, and fashion. We will share some trade secrets discussing brand building, marketing, finances, customer service, and more. We have over 20 vendors, raffles, and prizes. You can find out more information at DetroitBusinessBeautyExpo.com. You can buy tickets at DBBE2019 at Eventbrite.com. You can email us for more information at info@DetroitBusinessBeautyExpo.com. Hope to see you there. Hey, welcome back to the podcast. It's your host, Brandy Taylor. And I am super excited to share with you guys today. We've been doing so many interviews. I've been having such a great time growing the podcast and a great experience with all of the guests I've had so far. And I have some awesome content in store for you. And I really appreciate everyone who has shared the podcast, who has subscribed to the podcast, and who continuously come back and listen to this podcast every week. I really appreciate you. And if you have not and you're new to the podcast, please subscribe, please support in any way that you can. It would be greatly appreciated. But I wanted to come on today because I've been really doing some soul searching lately and just really trying to figure things out. Starting off in 2019, I just felt a little bit unsure of myself, unhappy, just really confused, honestly, about what I was supposed to be doing with this life. And I really just started reading and researching and really trying to focus on positive things. And as I've been growing this podcast and having these thought-provoking conversations with these awesome entrepreneurs, and including I have my own mastermind group, it's really helped me to really open my eyes to what my purpose is. And as of late, I've been hearing things about my purpose, your purpose. Purpose has just been really something I've been hearing a lot lately. And I've always thought I knew what my purpose was, but I never really was sure, or maybe even I was afraid to really walk into my purpose. Growing up, I never really knew what I wanted to do with my life at all. I never was really good at much. I know I loved art and I always loved music. And for the longest time, I thought I would be a singer, but I really didn't. Other than that, nothing really resonated with me when I was growing up. But I figured out later in life that I love to help people. And it was very vague. I really didn't know what that meant. But now I think I'm starting to really understand that the beauty industry is an industry that I fell into. I never was really into makeup until I got in my early 20s. And it has taken me on a journey because through this industry, I had to actually go through a lot of different experiences to even get in the beauty industry. It was different when I started out. Nowadays, you know, you can take a couple selfies and do a couple of Instagram videos and bam, you're a makeup artist. But when I started out, I had to really, you know, work hard and network and research and work with different photographers and do photo shoots and do a lot of free work before I even was recognized as somebody who was a makeup artist. And then I wanted to work at a makeup counter and I didn't have any luck there because I didn't have any sales experience at all. And so I had to work really hard to gain sales experience. And so I started working on that journey, and I don't regret that journey at all, because that really helped me in a lot of different areas of my life. But I started, you know, getting sales jobs that were not makeup related, but I wanted to learn how to sell. And eventually it did pay off for me. I did actually start to get more makeup work. I started to build my makeup career, and I've had some awesome opportunities, and I've met some great people. I would say majority of the people that I'm connected to these days is they know me from being a makeup artist in some type of way. Like, so if you met me in the last like 12 years, usually that's how you know me. You've either worked with me, or you know someone who worked with me, or you're in the same circle, and maybe we network together as makeup artists, different things like that. But most people know me now, and I'm connected to a lot of people because of this industry, and I'm very thankful for that. But I'm really starting to understand that makeup for me is just my passion. I'm very passionate about makeup. I love makeup. I can talk about makeup. I can do makeup. But I've really been learning to really separate myself from who I am and what I do. And that's been a journey. And it's been really hard, because I think sometimes when you're known for something and you're used to doing something for so long, it's kind of hard to step into something different. And it would be easier for me to just stay a makeup artist, and that would be okay. But I understand now that I have a greater calling, and that is not my purpose. Now, me being in this industry, it was a great part of my journey. And I had to go through being in this industry and experience all the things that I have experienced as a makeup artist to make me who I am today. So I don't regret any of it, but I'm really starting to realize what my purpose is. And I want to kind of talk about that, just really understanding what your purpose is. So in the dictionary, the definition for purpose is the reason for which something is done or created, or for which something exists. And so I really want to walk in my purpose, because I know that I was created for a reason. We were all created for a reason. We all exist for a reason. And a lot of times we have a hard time connecting with that, because it's easier to do other things. Because sometimes your purpose it causes you to step outside of your comfort zone. So it's not comfortable to walk in your purpose. And so it's easier to do other things because you don't want to be uncomfortable. But in order to really do what you're put here to do, you have to be willing to get uncomfortable. And I'm really starting to understand what my purpose is. I really feel like that my purpose is to help business owners discover their purpose, and to really help them and provide them with information and tools that's going to help them to walk in their purpose and to live out their purpose. I really love that. I love business. I love meeting new entrepreneurs. I love sharing and helping people to see that whatever it is that you desire to do, you can do it. And I know that that is a part of my journey. I remember the makeup thing wasn't working for me as well as I wanted it to. So I put it as a weekend thing. And I took a full-time job. I worked in tax and accounting. And my job was to sell information, workflow information to CPAs and accountants. So just things that would make their workflow easier, like books and software and anything that would help them within their business. And it wasn't my favorite job by far. But I remember something during the interviewing process. I was leaving a position that I was unhappy with to get this position, which I thought was a better position. And at that time, I remember interviewing. It was a series of interviews I had to do. Like, I think I did like 3 or 4 interviews to get this job. And I remember on one of the interviews, the guy was telling me, asking me, like, why should we hire you for this job? And I remember saying, because I was like, my purpose is to provide people with information that would help them with their lives. And I love sharing information. I always love sharing great news and great things. And so I know that your purpose is to help business owners in their workflow, and you want to provide them with information that they need to make their, to simplify their work experience so that they can work with their clients and they have systems in place. And the guy said, wow. And I was like, wow, myself, because I didn't even realize what I was saying at the time. But for some reason, I never forgot that. And I'm back there. I'm realizing that that really was my purpose. My purpose is to really help people and push people into their purpose, share great information, share great news with them to help them move forward. And it's a little bit more detailed than that, because I've been able to speak to people, and I don't know, God gives me things for them. I'll talk to someone about their business and they can't see the roadblock in the way, and I can. And sometimes I'm able to really see those things that they're not able to see. And I've really had a hard time really embracing the gift and walking in my purpose over the years. And I think it is because it's not easy. I had an interview with someone recently and she brought that up, like, it's not easy to walk in your purpose. And I absolutely am seeing that. But I am ready for the challenge, because I know that that is what I'm supposed to be doing. That's what I'm here to do. And while I'm passionate about the beauty industry, it is not my purpose. And I'm accepting that. And I wanted to share that, because I think sometimes when we go through different changes in life, it can kind of seem like, how do I do this? What am I doing? And it could be scary. And it could be like, you may not want to do it. Say you may not want to walk into your purpose, because it could feel like impossible. You don't even know how to do it. Maybe you've never done that thing before, or you've known it's something that you were gifted in, but how do I make this work as an income? How do I operate this thing? I've known this my whole life, or this for this many years. This has been my expertise, but now how do I work with people? How do I monetize what my purpose is? And I get that. And I am there right now. And I feel like this podcast is just one of my platforms that I'll be able to operate in within my purpose, helping business owners just to operate in business properly with the business tools that you need. There's so much information out here. There's so many things out here. And it's just great to shine a light on entrepreneurs who are doing great things. And I think the more people that I bring to the forefront for my audience will show people that maybe they don't know if they are able to create a business, or maybe they're unsure of what they want to do, but they hear someone on the podcast who is successful and they look like them, and it makes them feel like, well, maybe if she can do it or he can do it, I can do it too. And so I know that is absolutely what my purpose is. And I really am just on this journey to really walk in it and to help other people walk in theirs and embrace theirs. So I really wanted to share that on today. That's where my heart is right now. It's just really accepting what you are put here to do. You know, we all are put here for a purpose, and you know what it is. You know what it is. It's that thing that you've been running from. It's that thing that you don't think will work because you don't know how to do it. But one thing I know is that you don't have to know how to do everything or see how everything will work out for it to work. So if you just walk in that thing and embrace it, then it will make room for you. It will work for you. And that's what I'm really noticing now. And it's a great place to be, and a scary place, because it's like I'm just on a different journey. And it's so interesting, as I've been doing the podcast, because I named it the Business Beauty Network Podcast, when really We haven't talked a whole lot about beauty, which I do plan on doing some beauty stuff and things of that nature. But I know we mostly talk about business because I'm passionate about sharing the great news, sharing good information, sharing what awesome people are doing. And so, and I do love beauty too. Beauty is my passion as well. I stay beat and I'm up on all the trends, and I love makeup. And I love to teach makeup. But yeah, I really like the journey and the direction that it's going in. And I would love to hear some feedback from you too. So please shoot me an email or leave me, some comments, leave me a message, reach out to me, follow me on Instagram at I am Brandi Taylor. And connect with me, email me. Everything is in the show notes. And let me know what you're thinking. Let me know what your thoughts is about the podcast so far. What type of content you would like for me to share? I really want to know. And please make sure you share and subscribe to this podcast. And that's all I have for you today. Thank you so much. And as always, stay great. Thanks for tuning in to the Business Beauty Network podcast. Please subscribe and support our podcast. Please share it. Share it with your friends and family. Also, connect with us. We want to hear from you. Leave us comments. Let us know what you're enjoying about the podcast. Also, email us at bbnetworkpodcast@gmail.com. You can also connect with me on Instagram at I am Brandi Taylor and at Exquisite Looks. We're also on Facebook and Twitter at Exquisite Looks, and you can check out my website at exquisitelooks.com. I really hope to hear from you and connect with you soon. Remember that all things are possible if you only believe. Stay great.